In the name of Jesus, amen. God has called you out of darkness into his most marvelous light, brought his truth to life within you, turned your blindness into sight. Let your light so shine around you that God's name is glorified, and all find fresh hope and purpose in Christ Jesus crucified. Today's text is about the beautiful eyes of faith. It's about a unique kind of seeing that comes from hearing. For faith comes by hearing. In truth, Bartimaeus had his blindness turned to sight even before that day on the road when he met Jesus of Nazareth in person, because he had heard of and believed on this Jesus. Yes, by God's grace, Bartimaeus saw very clearly indeed, even before he was able to see physically. For he had no doubt that Christ would help him, and that is seeing with the eyes of faith. Such beautiful eyes dictated what happened that day on the road as Jesus was coming. Bartimaeus called out to the Son of David, to the one whom God would send to save his people. And in his persistent cry, he was not afraid of anyone around him. What he did that day was not an easy thing. But what is truly extraordinary here is that Bartimaeus, in his blindness, saw only Christ. It was as if they were the only two in the whole world. And I think that's helpful in understanding this text. For that to happen, Bartimaeus had to ignore all of the voices around him that were telling him to be silent. And he had to ignore the even louder voices that had to be speaking doubt and unworthiness from within. We're all familiar with those voices that sometimes shout at us, and at other times they whisper in our ear. Those voices would have us look for solutions, for the very help that we need most, in all the wrong places. And they're very appealing voices. And that is because they are masterfully crafted by one who hates the perfect vision in eyes of faith. So we hear a designer voice that fits our personal weaknesses. These are voices that in the end wish to terrify and bring even the most faithful saint to a point of despair. And you can be sure that that blind beggar sitting in the streets heard those voices and others. But no one could stop him from reaching out for help. In his cry, this beggar, we hear what faith is all about. Faith is saying, Jesus, mercy. That is our cry, again and again for a lifetime, because our need is always there. We too are beggars. The night that Martin Luther died, he left a note on a piece of paper describing what it takes for a man to know God. He said, different kinds of knowledge are necessary to know different things, but to know God, you have to be a beggar. Well, we qualify. As beggars, we are not really sure of the things around us or the things ahead of us. But as the kind of beggar that Luther is talking about, we are absolutely sure that God has rescued us in Jesus Christ, and that we can cry out at any time, Jesus, mercy. And with absolute confidence, we can trust and know that the one who is mercy will hear and pardon and heal. He knows our needs, and he's just waiting for us to come to him in faith. Such a sign of faith is pleasing to him, and that describes our life as beggars. At the font today, a new beggar was born. This little one will join us in a lifetime filling the vault of heaven with our Kyrie eleisons. That's what we did earlier in today's hymn when we sang, "Bow down your gracious ear to me and hear my cry, my prayer, my plea. Make haste for my protection, for woes and fear surround me here. Help me in my affliction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."